Sure. CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, home of Burnaby Rock, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory high atop Burnaby Mountain in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. This episode was pre-produced at my own private Idaho in East Vancouver on the traditional unceded territory of the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Alright, welcome back to the Back to School New Music edition of the Home of Burnaby Rock program. That set began with two from OCs, who are back with their annual album. Front person, band leader John Dwyer seems to be in a very bad mood, and I like it. More bleeping than I like to do typically, but I can't rob any one of those songs. Then it was Sonic Youth from 1992. Then it was an instrumental from Goon. They are from Los Angeles. You can check them out if you like, but I think I'm done with them. A fun new tradition on here is to play instrumentals to prelude new Ty Segall songs, and that was Ty Segall with the title track from his new album Hello Hi. Then it was Motherhood from New Brunswick, a province that has been hitting above its weight lately. That album was mixed by Greg Saunier, the Deerhoof drummer, if I'm not mistaken. Then it was a new single from Lithics. Following that was Wombo from their new record, and then Dummy. After that, it was new stuff from locals Mega Mall and Fairy Thing, and then a standout track off of the new Pax EP. Finishing up a set with Pax or Washed Out, that is an old tradition. Tonight's trivia answer, I will repeat the question. What did Jimmy Eat World, Deftones, and Effed Up all have in common back in the day? The answer is they all had overweight lead singers. It looks like the Jimmy Eat World guy has slimmed down a bit in newer photos, but in their heyday, all three bands had singers who were dangerously overweight.
Yeah. Hi, this is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby.